The first yisod that has to be understood over here in Balak is the whole idea of bracha and klala. Why did Bilam and Balak turn to a method of trying to curse Klal Yisrael, trying to be oiker Klal Yisrael from bracha? And then the Rabbeinu Shlom says, "Lo soires am ki baruchu." They are intrinsically blessed, ki baruchu. What's the yisod of bracha, and why were they turning to this method of trying to be oiker Klal Yisrael through the inyan of hepecha bracha? Also, has to be understood in the parasha is the kesha between the last few parashas, Koirach, Shlach Lecha, Koirach, Chukas, Balak, a lot of Averas, the Meraglim, and Koirach, a lot of tragedies going on in Klal Yisrael. What's the focal connection, the theme between all of them? Also, what we have to understand is the ribuy of double mentionings of Yaakov and Yisrael in the parasha. Firstly, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Esach Yisrael, Lo Hibit, Oven Be Yaakov, Lo Ro Omol Be Yisrael, Mimona Afa Yaakov, Mispares Roiva Yisrael. Why is there over here a doggish that Yaakovin has got two names, Yaakov and Yisrael? Also, we have to give Hezbar and explain Behemet, this Pasuk of Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Esach Yisrael. It's obviously a very important Pasuk, and it's a Pasuk that's recited every morning. We begin davening every morning when we walk into the Beis HaMedrash with that Pasuk. There are those who omit the Pasuk, there are those whose minig is not to say Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, because it's Behemet a Pasuk that Bilam said. So we have to understand what's the Yichus of this Pasuk. And why, Taka, do we mention the Pasuk when we come into Shul? What's the message? If it's Taka, the Pasuk that Bilam said, should we really begin our days Avoida with Bilam? And also, what's the Pshat? Oyelecha Yaakov. Why by Yaakov they say Olecha? And by Yisrael it says Mishkan Yisecha. And when I understand, after why Bilam, after he saw that he couldn't curse Klal Yisrael, so then he turned to a different method, which unfortunately was successful, and that is to get Klal Yisrael, to lure Klal Yisrael to Baal Pa'or, which caused them to be to Znus, and caused the terrible tragedy of the Magefa of 24,000 Yidden dying. How does that connect over here? How does this method connect over here to the previous method of cursing them? But the Sada Inyan is, the Gemara says in Megillah that Zeresh told Haman her husband. The Gemara says in Megillah that Zeresh told Haman that when Klal Yisrael go down, they go low, they go all the way down to the Ofa. When they go up, they go all the way up, I think, to the Kechovim, the Gemara says. And the Pashto Taich is that the way people learn that when a Jew goes low and a Yid goes low, he goes very low. When he goes high, he goes very high. But the low and the high are disconnected. We're talking about two different types of Yidin over here. The Heligat of Feresh Shlomo says, no. He says that the Jews, the Yidin, when they go down, and the going down is a hachana for going up. The Yorid in Adli Yofar is a hachana to be Oila Adler Akia or Adler Kachov. And let's expound a bit and explain this. There is only really one godless in the world, and that is Godel Hashem Amuhul Al Meyot. Real godless is only Rabbeinu Shlomo. A person receives godless only after being extremely humble. When he's yored in Adli Yofar, so then he makes himself into a kli, the hashpala that he has, makes himself into a kli that the Rabbeinu Shlomo can send him his godless, the godless of Godel Hashem Amuhul Al Meyot. Which means the following, that a person to get godless, and there's only one godless, Hashem has to make himself into a kli. And to make himself into a kli is there for that. A person's got to be mashpil himself, got to be yerd in Adli Yofar. When he's yerd in Adli Yofar, he's mashpil through hashpil and through hachna. So then he's yerd in Adli Yofar, then he makes himself into a kli, and then he can be oila Adla Kachov. That's why a kli, kalim, vessels one makes from clay, from pottery, because the whole ruchnius of making oneself a kli, making myself into a ruchnistic kli, is by the midah, by the madrega of yerdin adli offer. A person's yerdin adli offer with bittel to Hashem, so then he makes himself into a kli. So that's nishtalshel, that even in Gashmias, a person makes a kli out of clay, out of pottery, out of offer. But this is a very important yisod atik yomin, that a yid, his the mahalach, the path in avoid is always yerdin ad liyofar, and then oila ad lirakia. And that's why Torah begins with Seder's rhyme. Seder's rhyme, why should Torah begin with Seder's rhyme? Because every yid has to realize that every yid is a zera. A zera you put in the ground, you cover it over. It's yerdin ad liyofar. And from there sprouts this beautiful tree. Klal Yisrael, Odom is compared to an eitz. Ki Odom eitz asod. Torah is compared to an eitz. Eitz chaim hi. All for the same reason. Because the person learning Torah, the Odom has to feel that he's a yodin adli yofa with bittel and hachna to Hashem, and then he's oicha to the godless. That's why learning Torah begins with Seder's rhyme. Torah Shebal Peh begins with Seder's rhyme. Because Seder's rhyme is the Seder which gives every yid a feeling that he's a Zerah and he's Yerdin Adli Yofa. In Seder's rhyme, we begin as Yerdin Adli Yofa, like a Zerah. And from there, we Zoicha to the godless. After Zerahim comes Moed. Moed is Shabbos Me'in Olam Haba, the Yom Tovim. That's Seder Moed. But first there's got to be a Yerdin Adli Yofa in order to get the Aliyah, in order to get the Moichin Gedoilim of Seder Moed. That's why Bikurim is the last Masechta of Zeraim. By Bikurim already we're Zoicha to the godless. Bikurim is Meloshim Bechor. Bechor, says Rashi in Vezoi Sabrocha on the Pasuk, Bechor is Shoyer Ahod Eloi, says Rashi, Bechor is Loshim Gudula. In other words, after a person's Yerdin Adli Yofa, at the end of Seder's Ram, he's already getting to Gedula, he's already getting to the path of the Bechinas Gedula. And then from there he goes into Seder Moed. So that's Mamish the Seder Avoido. That explains the whole Avoido in the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't mention it before, but there's another thing we have to understand from this parasha. That Bilam told his donkey, he told his osain. Sorry, the osain told Bilam, "Lama zeh kisani shloish gimel regalim." And Rashi says there, "Lamata, why are you trying to be oiker and umach geges gimel regalim?" Where do we see that Bilam was trying to be oiker the gimel regalim, the yomim tovim? And bichlal, why are the yomim tovim called regal? Because they used to walk to the Beis HaMikdash. No, in the third Beis HaMikdash will drive by car. So a Yom will come Erev Yom Tov by car to the Beis HaMikdash. So they won't be called the Yom Tov and won't be called Regalim anymore. What's the chashivas of the fact that they used to walk to go by Regal? And that's why the whole Yom Tov is called the Inyan of Regal. But the vat is, we have to understand the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan in a deeper vein. And in a vein that we're talking about just now in our Mahalach. The first avoid of the Beis HaMikdash was the avoid of Trumas HaDeshen. What is Trumas HaDeshen? Deshen is burnt out ashes. Efer, Noichi Ofer for Efer. Efer ashes, that corresponds to Shiflis. Trumas HaDeshen is lifting up, elevating Shiflis, elevating the ashes. Trumas HaDeshen, lifting up the ashes, elevating ashes. The first avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was the avoid where you took ashes and you elevated them. You took the bechin of Ofer ve'efer and you elevated it. Which explains us, if this is the first avoid, then this is the hakdomah to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. A person came to the Beis HaMikdash, he was a bechin of Yerdin Adli Ofer. He came to the Beis HaMikdash with Bittl, came to the Beis HaMikdash with Hachna. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where the Bittl and the Hachna, where the Yerdin Adli Yofa, had an Aliyah, had an elevation in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that which we said before, that it's the Seder HaDavar, HaDavar is, that it's Yerdin Adli Yofa, and from there it's Oyla to Godless, that was the Seder in the Beis HaMikdash. Person came to the Beis HaMikdash feeling Yerdin Adli Yofa. He came to Brach and he came with his Averis. He came feeling with the Bittl and Achna Yerdin Adli Yofa, and there in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bittl turned into Godless. And that's the Sod of Trumas HaDeshen. And that's why going to the Beis HaMikdash is called Regalim, because they went by Regal to the Beis HaMikdash. Regal is a hachno, Regal is the lower part of a person's body. There's a pasuk that says, Ragleha Yerdus Mavis. Raglaim corresponds to Yerida, Shiflis. But coming to the Beis HaMikdash was called to be Oyla the Regal. Oyla the Regal means you make an Aliyah out of the Shiflis. The Beis HaMikdash was the Mokim that took Shiflis and made it into an Aliyah, made it into a Truma. So to be Oyla the Regal is a parallel to Trumas HaDeshen. It's elevating Shiflis. The Beis HaMikdash was there to elevate Shiflis. This is what the two names of Yaakov and Esav correspond to. If we say that there's an avoida of first Yerdin Adli Ofer and then to be Oyla Adli Rakia, Yaakov is the first name. Yaakov is the first avoida. The avoida Yaakov is the notion Ekev is Shifres Yerdin Adli Ofer. But afterwards, when he fought with the Malach of Esav, and the Malach of Esav said, Kisarisa Malachim, Yaakov Avinu, we got the name Yisrael, Kisarisa is the Lashon of Sar. Sar is godless, a minister that's godless. So Pshat is that Yaakov's talking got two names. He's got Yaakov and he's got Yisrael. The name Yaakov is like a temporary name. It's a Hachana. It's the Yod in Adli Yofa, which is the Hachana for the godless. And in Yisrael, that's the permanent Ki'ilu name. That's their name. Yisrael is the name of godless. So that's the Seder Avoida. And every person has the Seder Avoida. Yerdin Adli Ofer, that's Yaakov. And then to be Oyla Adli Rakia, that's the Seder Avoida. So that Taka Yaakov and Yisrael, the two names remain. Each name remains. Yeah, it's not like Avram Avinu, that once his name was changed from Avram to Avram, you're not allowed to call him Avram anymore. There's an Avoida of Yaakov, and there's an Avoida of Yisrael. But a person has to know that the Avoida of Yaakov, the Avoida of Shiflas, of Yerdin Adli Ofer, is only a Hachana. Is only a Hachana. To the permanent, to the godless, to the state of godless of Klal Yisrael, which Beis Hashem is Baruch will be the permanent state of godless. This whole Yisod is a very big chizuk for everybody, both in terms of national, in terms of Klal Yisrael as a whole. That all the shiftless that we've gone through is all a hachana for the godless, and that's why Taka Zeresh told Haman this nekuda, that you mashpil Klal Yisrael in the most terrible way. But you have to realize that the hashpala that you mashpil Klal Yisrael when the yerdin adli yofa, but that's a hachana for the aliyah, and which will Taka happen in the story of Purim. This is something that we've seen mamish on a national level of Klal Yisrael, that throughout the ages, that when the goyim were mashpilas, from the hashpala came out a murdik of godless. Like by Purim. And both in a person's own life, a person who has a yerida, a person who's struggling, or a person who goes through shiftless in life, he has to realize that this shiftless, again, is a hachana. It's only temporary. And it's a hachana for where from that is going to sprout out the godless. Person's always got to remember that Torah begins with Seder Zeraim. Person's got to taka, he's got to appreciate the habitl and hachno in Seder Zeraim in order to be zoicha to the moichin gadolim of Seder Moed. Instant godless. Person who's zoicha to instant godless, who wants instant godless without going through the Seder of Yerdin Adli Ofer and only then godless, is that works in the opposite Seder. Then he first goes up, but then he's heading to go down Adli Ofer, which is where he'll remain. The Derech HaYosha is to be Yerdin Adli Ofer, like a zer, like a seed, and then have godless. And anybody, Chas V'Shalom, tries the other way, wants instant godless, his fakir, then he's preparing himself. Then the godless is a hachana for the opposite. And that's, like we said before, the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is the Seyda Avoida of Yerdin Adli Ofer, that's Ekev, and then Yisrael. Esav is the one who is also, he is called Esav because he had godless, he was a made man already straight away. And that's why he said, because he has godless straight away, so then his whole life is in a descent to go to be Yerid Adli Ofer. The best thing is to begin be Yerid Adli Ofer, and then from there one sprouts out with godless. That's why Seder Zeraim Taka begins with Maseches Brachos. L'chaira, one could ask, what's brachas got to do with Seder Zeraim? When you think of learning Seder Zeraim, you think of beginning from Maseches Peah. Why do you begin from brachas? What's brachas got to do with Seder Zeraim? But the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the word Baruch comes from the Lashon Hamavrich. Hamavrich means that they used to take a branch from a tree and they used to plant it, put it back in the ground, they used to bend it down into the ground, and from there to make a new tree, to sprout out a new tree. That's the Lashon of Hamavrich, that's the Lashon of Baruch. which is mamish haynahach, what we're saying. Before a person does a mitzvah, when he makes a bracha, or before a person does anything, a davar rishus, and he makes a bracha, berachas nen and berachas mitzvah, the bracha pshat is it's taking him down into yerdin adliyofa. It's a mavrich. It's taking him down again into the yerd adliyofa, in order that the mitzvah he should do soon will be a mitzvah with godless, in order that the davar rishus he's going to do soon, it should be a davar rishus with godless to it. First thing is you got to make a mavrich, and that's be'emes the soid of making brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Shiflus and Achnat to the Rebbein Shalom is Melech Ha'olam. Feeling an Eved, Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvayis HaVetzivanu, that Rebbein Shalom commanded us, and we're fulfilling the Rebbein Shalom's Tzivui. So therefore, that's why the hachana to everything, which we said, shiflus, yerdin adliyav, is the hachana, that's the bechinas baruch. And that's why I say this rhyme begins with Maseches Brachos. It's that shiflus of yerdin adliyav which leads to the godless. So with that, we can start understanding the whole Mahalach HaDvarim. The Chet of the Meraglim, they came into Eretz Yisrael, and what did they see in Eretz Yisrael? Shiflus. They looked like grasshoppers. Shiflus. The goyim there were big, godless, and they were little grasshoppers, and they weren't used to that. In the Midbar, they weren't even treading on the ground. In the Midbar, they were being carried by an anana covered, and everything was quashed and crushed in front of them. In the Midbar, they were zeuchah to a mahalach of godless. The Rebbein Shleinim was navigating them. The anana covered was in front of them. Anything, nothing was allowed to get in their way. It was a godless dikah, princely dikah matzav. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, is ishtachas gafne, ishtachas teinos. So they're going to start working in the afar aretz. And for that, they looked like grasshoppers. They saw this as a big yerida. And that's why Kolev tried to be mechazik them. And Kolev said, no, Oloi Nale, the Pasuk says there. Oloi Nale. Oloi Nale means this is all leading to Aliyah, double lashon of Aliyah. There's a new Mahalach beginning when we come into Eretz Yisrael. Ein Echanami, we're going to be working in the Ofar, and there's going to be Hachnon Shiflas of Yerdin Adli Ofar. We might begin as grasshoppers. But nevertheless, that's going to give out into Aliyahs, into Godless. Just like the Beis Hamikdash, where we were reduced to Afer, to Ash, but then there's a Trumas Hadeshen. So that Avodah is an Avodah. That's the Avodah of Eretz Yisrael. But they wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael with Godless. They wanted to live a life, the Mahalach of their life, and Mahalach of Godless, without the Bechinas of Yerdin Adli Yofa first. And the same thing was with Koirach. Koirach wanted to be a Kohen. A Kohen works in the Beis Hamikdash, but a Kohen understands that you got to start off with shiflus and then get to godless. Korach wants instant godless. He wants to jump ranks. He wants promotion. It doesn't go like that. He goes with Mahalach of Yerdin Adli Yofar, and then your Euler. But Korach chose the opposite path. So what happened to Korach? He jumped into instant godless, and therefore Vatiftach Haaretz is Pio Vativlo Yisrael. And what happened to him was the opposite. He began with godless, so to speak, but then he went down into the Afar Haaretz. The Emistik of Mahalach is the reverse. To begin in Yerdin Adli Yofar. To begin with Bittel and Esbatlus to Rabban Shalom. To feel like a Zerah that's going into the ground. And it's being sowed and it's being covered in the ground, and then the shoot sprouts up, and then he's zoicha to godless. That's why after Shlach Lecha and Korach comes Pashas Chukas, which Chukas is the Chok. Chok is something that we don't understand. The Chok is something that we accept mitoich bitl and achno to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there at the beginning of Chukas is Zois HaTayr Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oil Ein Divrei Tayr Miskayemes Elam Misha Meimis Atzmoy Aleah. The Bechin of Meimis Atzmoy on Tayr means is the Bechin of Yerdin Adli Yofar, where Gemara Taka says that to acquire Tayr you've got to kill yourself over Tayr. Killing yourself over Tayr is mamish another word of what we're saying of Yerdin Adli Yofar. Like a dead person is Yerd Adli Yofar, and then from here he sprouts up. That's what Pashas Chukas is talking about. So with that, we're ready to understand what's going on in Pashas Balak Taka. Balak is in a big dilemma. He says, "Hine ha'am yotza, hine ha'am yotza mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim they had terrible hachnon, terrible shiflus. They were hundreds of years as slaves in Mitzrayim. And look at them now. In other words, Balak understood this sod, that the shiflus of Klal Yisrael is a hachana for Mordechai Gadlus. So as a Goyish nation, how is he supposed to suppress Klal Yisrael? By being mashpil them, by bringing them down to Hashpalah. But he realizes that bringing them down to Hashpalah is helping them. It's preparing. It's if he's moired as Adli Ofa, so he's preparing for us our godless. Ashkoyach to him. He doesn't want that. He wants to be oiker. He realizes that Klal Yisrael is gebenched. He realizes that Klal Yisrael is baruch. Baruch is milosh namavrich. He realizes the hanhoga of Klal Yisrael, the hadrocha, the path of Klal Yisrael, that the yerd and adli ofar, the being suppressed and being mushpel adli ofar, is only a hachana to sprite up, like Zeresh told Homa. You mashpel them, there's going to be a benapich washi yishlutu a yehudim heima b'sainen. He realizes, that's what he means by saying, Hinei ama yotzim Mitzrayim. After all the shiftless of Mitzrayim, they should be so great and they should be so powerful. How can that be? So he's got to find a method to uproot this whole idea of bracha, to uproot this whole idea of hamavrich, this whole idea of being mashpil, where the hashpala is a tanai in the godless, where the hashpala is a hachana to the godless. He wants them to be mushpal in a way that they should stay, remain mushpalim. So by doing that, he has to be oiker the whole bechina of baruch from Klal Yisrael. And by being oiker the whole bechina of baruch from Klal Yisrael, so that's how they won't. He'll be oiker that path. He'll be oiker maseches brachas. He'll be oiker seder zroim. He'll be oiker that path. He'll be oiker of what Zeresh says to Haman. That Klal Yisrael, that when you mashpil them, the yerd and adli offer, but that's only a hachana for going up to Shemayim. And that's why he asked Bilam to curse them. So that we can understand the idea of the ribui, of the repetition of Yaakov and Yisrael, and we can understand the idea, the pasuk of Matoiva Lechi Yaakov Mishkanei Sech Yisrael with more depth, and why Taka Bilam said it, and why Taka we say it every morning in davening, and why Taka it serves as a hakdama to our Seder and Tefillah. Because Bilam was telling Balak in his Nevuah, Matoivu Lechi Yaakov Mishkanei Sech Yisrael. However much you try, the Hashpala, the Shiflas, the Yaakov of Klal Yisrael doesn't stop there. There's a name after that that's called Yisrael. And the name Yaakov is a hachana to the name Yisrael. The name Yaakov is temporary. Matoivu ohelecha Yaakov. An oyel is temporary. So Matoivu ohelecha Yaakov, the shame Yaakov, is temporary. Mishkanesecha Yisrael. Svasem says that Mishkanesecha corresponds to Keva. Corresponds to Keva, Kvias. So that's what Bilam was saying. Matoivu ohelecha Yaakov, Mishkanesecha Yisrael. That Bilam was saying that the Yaakov, the shiftless of Klal Yisrael, is only temporary. But the Yisrael, the Kisarisa, the godless of Klal Yisrael, that is Mishkanei Secha, that is permanent. And that's why there's Taka repetition a few times, Yaakov and Yisrael, to bring out this point that Klal Yisrael is Taka gebenched. Klal Yisrael has Enachanami. We've seen them, the Goyim have seen them having Hashpola in the past. But that's only Maschilim Bignus, Hinei Am Yotzim Mitzrayim, or Messiahim in Bishvach. That's the whole sod of Maschilim Bignus, Messiahim Bishvach. Why should you be Maschil Bignus? Just speak Shvach. Why should you be Maschil Bignus? No, because that's the Seder of Avoida. The Seder of Avoida is the Gnus, the Yerdin Adli Ofa, and then it's Nizbar that the Yerdin Adli Ofa was a Hachana for the Messiahim in Bishvach. And that's what Bilam's telling Bog, it's going to be that way. The Yerdin Adli Ofar is part of the Hachana. The Yerdin Adli Ofar, the Klal Yisrael, his Askus, the Klal Yisrael, like a Zera, that's a Hachana for the godless. It's part of the godless. It's a Hachana for the godless. And that's why I talk of another interesting Rashi. On the Pasuk, Mimona Afa Yaakov over here. So Rashi says, that Mimona, how can you count the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael, so many mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael does with Ofar? What's the big yichas over here? What's the big yichas? That there's so many mitzvahs that we do with the offer. So what's the yichas of doing mitzvahs with offer? And why does Bilam bring out a certain mind in Klal Yisrael that they do a lot of mitzvahs with offer? What's the oimik? What's the sod? Who cares? But the answer is, Hainu ach, offer is shiftless. Offer is yerd and not the offer. But what do we do with the offer? What do we do as yerd and not the offer? We make godless out of it. We make mitzvahs out of it. So the offer being mashpil, mushpil, adli offer is a mitzvah stikazach. It's only bring out oiris, it's only bring out godless and mitzvahs. With that, we can understand why the Asain told Bilam. Lomi kisani zeh shalosh regalim. The Rashi says, "Romans le'atam avakish la'akar umach hagegas shalosh regalim hashana." We explained why is it called regal. Hare the diuk from the pasuk is because the pasuk says, "Ki kisani zeh shalosh regalim." Why doesn't it say shalosh pa'amim? So that remez is why Dafka says regalim is to be meramez on a gimel regalim. So this is taka the point that Bilam's bringing out. Klal Yisrael enochanami. There's a shiflus. There's called regal. Regal is ragle. Yerd the smov is regal. Is the lower half of the person. It's not the godless part of the person. But nevertheless, when they came into the Bais Hamikdash, they were oyle le regal. They were oyle le regal. The shiflus had an aliyah on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a time when they went to the whole Klal Yisrael came to the Bais Hamikdash, and the Bais Hamikdash turned the shiflus into godless. It turned the afer into a truma, into a truma sadeshin. And Bilam was trying to be okay. That Bilam was trying to make Klal Yisrael shiflus into a permanent shiflus, and therefore by doing that he wants to be okay the Gimel Regalim, because the Gimel Regalim are the times of the year where the shiflus ceases being shiflus, where the shiflus turns into godless. Come that when the whole Klal Yisrael came to the Bais Hamikdash, they came all tzibroch, and each one with his own shiflus and with his own achna bittel to Hashem. And as they came into the Bais Hamikdash and through the avoid of the korbanos, is they were elevated from the shiflus into a matzav of godless. There's a halacha coming on Yom Tov to the Bais Hamikdash, v'lo yiro panay reiko. You mustn't come empty-handed. You must bring a korban. And the Ibn Ezra says that. I think the Pashas Mishpatim and the Pasuk v'lo yiro panay reiko. Ibn Ezra says like an eved who brings a doiron lifnei adoino. It's like a slave who brings a gift to his master. Coming to the Bais Hamikdash was like a slave. We came with ashpa. We came with yerdin adli yofa. But when we came into the Bais Hamikdash, we came in and the Kohenim made a truma sadesh, and the Kohenim elevated us, and from there the Yerdin Adli Ofa became godless, became truma sadesh, became an aliyah leregel. So Bilam, who was trying to keep the shiflus in a state of shiflus, he was, in other words, that's being oike the gimel regalim, that's being oike the times of the year where the shiflus turned into godless. He wanted to be oike that it should remain shiflus. That's how we know that he was trying to be oike gimel regalim mishon. When Bilam saw that it didn't work, Bilam saw that it didn't help. So then he resorted to the end of the parasha. Baal Pa'or. Baal Pa'or is a parasha b'fnei atzma. But it's Yadua, what was the avoid of the Baal Pa'or? The avoid of the Baal Pa'or was pure shiftless. They used to excuse themselves before the Baal Pa'or. The most disgusting and the most maguna and the most moastic of things they used to do to the Baal Pa'or. The more shiftless, the greater the avoid. What was the greatest godless by Baal Pa'or? The greatest shiftless. Who was the priest, the person who could do the most shuffledick of thing? And the more shuffle it was, the higher ranking you were in that, the higher ranking priest you were in that avodah zarah. So what does Baal Pa'or show? Baal Pa'or corresponds to shiftless, permanent shiftless, fakeret, climbing more and more into shiftless. If you want to steig in Baal Pa'or, you become more and more shuffle. That's the whole avodah zarah Baal Pa'or. And that led to this nus, and that led to everything that came afterwards. So what do we see from here? You see from here, this is what Bilam's plan was. It's going along with the same thread as Bilam's been trying to do. To get Klal Yisrael shiftless, to be a permanent shiftless. And here he was matzliach. If you can get Klal Yisrael to succumb chas v'shalom to Baal Pa'or, and Baal Pa'or defines shiftless. Baal Pa'or sees a mile in shiftless. And the more shiftless, the greater Mila. So when Klal Yisrael succumbed to that, that was a shiftless, that there's no godless that comes after that. And there he was Matzliach. So that's basically what's going on in the parasha. Balak was trying to keep the shiftless, Bilam was trying to keep the shiftless of Klal Yisrael into shiftless. First, he tried to be oikah the baruch. Oikah the baruch means oikah the mahalach of the yerdin adliyof and leading to godless. He didn't succeed because matoyva alecha Yaakov mishkan esach Yisrael. We still have the permanency of the mishkan esach Yisrael of godless that comes after the katnas. But when a person succumbs chasushan to bechinas Baal Pa'or, there it's very difficult to climb out of the shiftless, because there the whole Baal Pa'or dictates, the whole Baal Pa'or keeps a person in the shiftless. Maral says something fascinating. This is the end of the 40 years already. The Baal Pa'or was the Avodah Zarah that they succumbed to at the end of the 40 years. The journey of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar corresponds to the journey of the Yidden in Golos. The end of the Midbar was Baal Pa'or, the end of the Golos is Baal Pa'or. And that's the Tkufa we're living through today. The more in the Goyish world, the more shiftless, the more crazy people look, the more crazy their clothes are, the more crazy, the more colors they have in their hair, the better. The godless is measured with shiftless. We see the Mamish living through the Nakuda, living through the Avoid, we're living through the period of Baal Pa'or. And it's in this period where we need big Rachmi Shemayim. The Klal Yisrael has to realize Chas V'Sham succumbing to all the Narishkeit of all the Yetzaharas and all the Taivas in our generation. Because Be'etzem, even though we are Mushpul, even though we feel Mushpul, but nevertheless, we all have to realize that we're heading for godless. Enoch and Ami, it's been a very long godless, and even though the Yoredin Adli Offer is only temporary and it's only Zmani, but it's been very long. Even though the Yoredin Adli Offer is only a Hachana for the godless, it's been a very long Hachana. But now, just before we're about to be taken out of the shiftless into the godless, now comes the Nesoin that wants to keep us in shiftless, and that's the Dora we're living through today. The Dora we're living through today is just before we're about to be taken out of Yerdin Adli Ofer, just before we're about to be taken out of our shiftless, living amongst the Goyim for 2,000 years, just before we're about to be taken out of that, just before Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come and be Mekayim Mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen, with all the burnt out ashes of Klal Yisrael over the last 2,000 years. It's utter tot, it's about to happen. Comes along the Baal Pa'or and says, no, stay in the shiftless, relax in the shiftless. Shiftless is a tachlis bifnei atzmoy. Shiftless is a te'elis bifnei atzmoy. The more shiftless, the more godless. The cooler you are, the more crazy you look. The more shiftlessic you look. So this is something that Chas V'Sham, just like there in Bilam, it was very detrimental to Klal Yisrael, unfortunately. So too, today we have to make sure to look down upon all the ideals and to look down onto the streets, the preachers and the lack of morality, the terrible lack of morality that there is in today's day and age, to look down on it and to feel sickened by it, even though the Yetzirahs are so strong. But a person has to realize that this is a very, 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 very detrimental and can be Chas V'Sham very damaging. We have, the more we look down upon it, the more we look at that as shiftless and we're waiting for godless, the sooner Mitzvah Hashem will be taken out. Sooner we'd be taken out of the Golas, and we talk after Davin to the Rabbi Nishal Olam that it's with Klal Yisrael is mamish like a Bechinas Deshen. We are burnt out limbs, ashes of burnt out limbs, ashes from thousands of years of persecutions, physical persecutions from enemies, spiritual persecutions from Yetzirahs. And we have to Davin to the Rabbi Nishal Olam, the Mashiach Tzidkenu should come, and he should be Mekayim Mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. We've been the Bechin of Ikus of the Mashiach. Ikus Mashiach is the ankles, that's shiftless. And we want to be, we have to daven to the Rabbi Shalom that we should be Zoichem Etz Hashem to the Aliyah Regel, or the Regel Shtaven Aliyah, where all the shiftless that we've been through, both on a national level and both on each on an individual level of each and every Eden, is Avodas Hashem. It's only, we have to be mechazik ourselves that it's only temporary. And in Metz Hashem we're going to be Zoicha, and we have to daven for it, that Rabbi Shalom is going to take us out of the shiftless. And the we've seen the first half of what Zeresh says, that when Klal Yisrael are Yerdin Adli Ofer, they go all the way Yerdin, they go all the way down to the Ofer. We've seen the Kiyum of that. We shall see the Kiyum in Metz Hashem speedily in our days, B'mher V'yameinu, of the second part of what she says. And if you can feel the Tver Shleimus Pshat, that after the Yerdin Adli Ofer, it's a Merdik Aliyah and a permanent Aliyah of Matoiv Olecha Yaakov, that's only temporarily B'shiflas Yaakov, of a Mishkan Esecha Yisrael, L'Oilam L'Netzach Netzach. And that's the chizuk that we have when we go to davening and we begin our tefillas matoyv alachiyak mishkanesach Yisrael. Hayid comes to the Rabbein Shalom and comes into the shul, and the swarm say that another one's tefillah has to begin with hachna, with tshuva, and with tzibrachenkeit over our matziv, and that's how a person has to start davening tefillah la'oni kiyatoyv. But then, for that, if a person begins his day like that, he begins his day tzibrachen. So then, what's his hope? What does he expect for the rest of the day? Therefore, as soon as we come in, we mechazik ourselves. And we say that even though the initial stage of tefillah, is taka to be tzibrachan and to do tshuva, but that's only temporary. Because just straight after that, when you get into davening, it's got to be in a matzav of ayigba liboy bedarke Hashem. Tefillah's got to be davened with ayigba liboy, with a gaiva against the Yetzirah. With a gaiva, the Yetzirah tells him, be tzibrochen, be b'shiflas, what's your davening worth? For that person's got to break out into the Mishkan Esach Yisrael. And that pasuk we recite as soon as we walk into shul, that the shiflas that we feel is only temporary, is only the beginning. But when we get into davening, we've got to transform it into a godless vayigba liba v'darkei Hashem. Like we make a bracha before everything we do. A bracha is pshat is the shiflas vayavrich hamavrich. Putting us, it's Yerdin Adli Ofa. But that's only the Hagdama, that's only the initial stage, that's only the Hagdama, the Hachana, that's only the Ohelecha Yaakov, that's only the temporary stage. But when a person begins doing the mitzvah, begins doing the thing he made the bracha on, then he has to turn into godless, he has to turn into Vayigba Liba Bedarke Hashem. And we should be Zochem Etz Hashem to see the key of all these things. And that's why we lay in Pashas Balak, the Shabbos before the 3 weeks, that we're coming into a Pasha, we're coming into the 3 weeks now, we're coming into a time of historical shiftless. But we have to realize that what Bilaam's evil plan was, his devious plan was to try to keep Klal Yisrael in shiftless. But we have to realize that we're not going to stay in shiftless, and we begin the 3 weeks with Pashas Bilaam, we're having read Pashas Balak to teach us that it's only temporary. And in Metz Hashem, still this year, Metz Hashem, we should be zorcha to binyan Beis Hamikdash, we should be zorcha to Trumas Hadeshen, we should be zorcha to be Oyla L'Regel, and we should be zorcha to the godless we've been waiting for. Because we have to realize that the godless has taken so long, the Hachana, such a long Hachana, we can just imagine what the godless is going to be in Metz Hashem. The more the Hachana, the greater the thing that comes after that you're preparing for. So therefore, if the Rabban Shalom put us through a 2,000 year Hachana, so the binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Shibonu B'mehera B'yameinu, must be such a godless, an eternal godless, a Beis Hamikdash she'ein achreya churban. So therefore, we're going to see Beis Hashem Bekorav how it was worthwhile, and how this last 2,000 years was taka all the hachana and all the hashpala that we had, both on an individual level and a national level, that we've had in the last 2,000 years, was all taka hachana, was taka temporary, even though it seems so long and so long, as we say in Eicha. It seems like eternity. It seems like this goal is a tak eternity. It doesn't seem to us to be temporary. It's been too long to be temporary. It seems too long to be just a hachana. But that it is temporary and it is a hachana. And we're going to be zoicha soon to rise into the godless, to the trumas hadeshen, to the aliyah l'regel. And then we'll see retroactively that the godless we're going to be zoicha to taka couldn't be given to us without this long, long, long hachana of yordin adli ofa, in order to be oila adla shamayim emes Hashem, speedily nowadays, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.